Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you want to totally tune out and you're looking for a new podcast, listen, the Pod Squad are with me this Monday to tell us about The Idiot.
In theory, I knew that this kind of thing can happen in any family. Anyone's first cousin could be plotting murder.
This is UCE4735, and today is...
Upstanding citizens are always turning out to be secret criminals.
This is a recording with Alan Gessen.
And I wouldn't even call my cousin Alan an upstanding citizen.
You know, my clients are cartel-level guys. They're all badasses.
But it's one thing to know...
There's a more permanent way to do it.
Is there?
Yeah.
More and more different.
Permanent.
And another thing to understand.
Alan, murder me.
Yeah, just a short little bit of The Idiot, the podcast. Our Pod Squad with me this afternoon, our own Laura Donnelly and Rory Galvin. You are both very welcome. Right, what's this about, Laura?
Well, it's from the makers of Serial, which was the first podcast I ever listened to. So I was very excited about that. And it's called The Idiot. And basically, it's the story of, it's a family story about crime. And the narrator, whose name is M, finds out that his cousin Alan is plotting a crime. That crime is murder. And it's sold, the podcast is sold to us as a story about a family crime with some humour. And I suppose the humour comes from the fact that the narrator is a journalist and he never liked this cousin. So he's almost unsurprised to find his cousin had hired hitman to kill his wife. And the rest of the family, like the extended family, the cousins, the aunts and uncles, kind of try to defend this guy, Alan, who set up a hitman on his wife. And the narrator is just having none of it. So he's very dry. And he's like, Alan was always weird, or I never liked Alan, or this is unsurprising. So he's kind of funny.
Yeah. Were you aware of this podcast, first of all?
Well, I was aware of Serial. It was also like one of those podcasts you listen to. It was huge back in the day, especially when it first came out.
But The Idiot, this is new.
This is new. It's almost like a spin-off, I guess. It's like an umbrella of their true crime stories. But yeah, no, I hadn't heard the story before and it was absolutely just mad. And The Idiot is the right title for it because the guy, I think his name's, Alan Gessen, he's an absolute fool. Like he would go, basically what he did was he hired a man to kill his wife so he could get custody of the kids and run away with them. And it turns out the man he hired was like an undercover FBI agent. And they have this whole episode about it and the audio they have, because you get the audio from the guy's wire, and he just pretends like he knows the cartel, he can do everything for you. Initially it was going to be like, get the wife deported for $100,000, and you know, but for half we can kill her. And he's like, that sounds great, let's do that. And he keeps reaffirming, like, so you're sure you want to kill her, like, just get the evidence for court. And he's like, yeah of course. So he's just like, The Idiot is definitely the correct term for
him. I've only listened about 1.5 of the episodes so far. Does it seem really far-fetched?
The story itself's mad. I mean, like, if anyone here is listening is like, had a divorce or a child of divorce, you should listen to this to know that things could be much worse, because it's just hilarious how awful it is. Like, well, no, it's sad. You feel bad for like the kids involved. Mm. You feel bad for a lot of the family, but it is ridiculous in a sense that he has basically started the story by stealing a child, taking them to America, trying to get the wife put in prison in Zimbabwe, running away to Canada, almost running away to London. It's like a global story almost.
Yeah.
It does get better. I mean, there's only 5 episodes. The last one's very short.
And is that the entire series?
That's the entire thing. Okay. It's like a mini series. Yeah. Because technically it is true crime, but not a lot actually happens. Mm. It's more about the family drama. It's more about kind of peeling the layers back of what actually happened.
Yeah. What's different, do you think, about this podcast?
I suppose, as Rory said there, it's absolutely wild.
The madness of it.
Yeah, like we're taken from New York, Cape Cod, Russia, London, Zimbabwe. Everything just seems, this whole story began unfolding in 2019. And while there might be gaps in the timing of the podcast, like we could be 18 months later, like everything also seems to happen very quickly. The first episode kind of sets him up as a shady character. We find out all about Alan and Priscilla and the two children and the mother-in-law, who's a bit strange as well. Then like episode 2 gets good, because that's when we get to court and we hear the secret recordings.
It is fast moving, Rory, actually.
Yeah, it does move fast. However, this actual incident took place over a number of years from the start, from when we first meet these people to when the actual court case happens. So episode 2 is where we get to the courtroom and we'll hear this sort of... No, episode 2, sorry, is an interview with actually the wife, Priscilla, which is She's so calm. I couldn't believe how calm she was, considering she was almost a victim of murder. Like, her husband had set up to have a hitman kill her. It's in episode 3, sorry, is where we get into the courtroom. And I had just started that episode and we hear the secret recordings, which Rory mentioned.
Like, it's fairly hotly anticipated podcast because of the creators and the producers behind it. Has it lived up to expectation?
Yeah, I think the series has a kind of reputation for quality, and I think it definitely hits it here. The story itself might not be the most, again, true crime, but not a lot of crimes are committed. There was like no actual murder or anything. Yeah. There was attempted murder. So a lot of it is like what could have been or what could have happened. But I think like the courtroom drama is hilarious, just because your man tries to defend the fact that he tried to kill his wife. And he's like, no, I just wanted her deported illegally. And like they mentioned, like, the FBI agent's like, oh, in case there's any violence, are you okay with that? And he's like, oh, as long as it's not in front of the kids. But then he defends it by going, oh no, just in case, like, I don't know, they had to rough her up a bit. I was like, it was insane. And the judge was having none of it. And now he's in prison until I think 2030 or something like that. So, like, quality wise is great. It's very cinematic, I think. There's a great use of like music.
Well, they're great
and sound
podcast
effects.
Creators, aren't they? That's
and the... also, yeah. And also the fact that the host is the cousin of the guy in
That's the unusual connection.
I
isn't
think
it?
That's it's... the biggest drawing point because essentially, like, he gets to.
So it's the, talk directly it's the to podcast the creator, isn't it?
Yeah, it's someone called M. Gessen, who's like the New York Times writer, gets to then. It's their younger cousin, is the guy who tried to kill his wife. Or get his wife killed.
And also on that note, he also sort of got a little bit involved because in the early part of it, Priscilla, the wife, is trying to track down Alan, who has kidnapped the child. And that's when the host says, well, I just used my investigative reporter skills and found out their address and recorded Alan's mother saying the address and sent it on to Priscilla, the wife, who was under attack. So he's been involved from day one. So it probably didn't help Alan, the criminal, that one of his cousins was an investigative reporter, because this story might not have grown legs or got as much coverage if he wasn't.
You've listened to all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you recommend?
I would definitely recommend it. I mean, especially later on, I think the fourth episode, he literally is interviewing Alan in prison and getting all this stuff, not telling them that, like, and then later on, they find out like what is happening in the podcast. So he almost gets sued by Alan because they don't want this getting out. And I think, yeah, the fact that it's the cousin is the host and they're so involved, that's a big drawing point for me. Because a lot of other true crime stuff, it's like a journalist or someone kind of separate. But the fact that it's so, it's like this kind of family drama as well at the same time, it's great.
What about you?
Yeah, I would also recommend it. It's different to anything I've listened to lately or anything I've listened to for this slot in particular. And as Rory mentioned, like this, you won't get a story like that where your cousin is telling this crazy family drama on a podcast. Also, there's only 5 episodes. Like, if you don't love it, you've only invested less than 5 hours.
Well, the fact you've told me, you know, that it's wrapped up, there's a conclusion and there's only 5 episodes, that will make me stick with it.
I was listening to this saying, Andrea will like this.
Yeah.
It ends
only
in 5 episodes.
About,
she doesn't
first,
like rambling.
And like about halfway through the second, and that's why I thought to myself, oh, well, if there's only 5, I'll stick it out to the end. Many stars out of 5, Rory?
I will give it, just because they stretched it out a bit, I think even though it's only 5, I'll give it 4 stars.
Laura? I'll also give it 4. Just
it's one of the highest ratings we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it's good.
Feeling generous.
Yeah, no, in fairness. Listen, thanks a million to you both for joining us. Laura Donnelly, Rory Galvin here to tell us about the podcast, The Idiot. That's what the Pod Squad were reviewing for us this Monday afternoon. By Serial, you can listen back to that wherever you get, of course, all of your podcasts.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.